This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We learned this morning that Ukraine is going to revisit some of the claims against the Bidens, even if they didn't break the law and there's no evidence that they did. I do remember that it was politically awkward back in 2015 when his son was involved in the country as he was dealing with anti-corruption efforts.
I love how they try to soft shoe things with Biden. Well, it was never proven that he was corrupt, and you know, but it did come up and all this other stuff. Yeah, it sure did. We talked about it. We played this clip, I think, last week. And the reason why I keep bringing this stuff up is because I want you guys to understand how good you have it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. How good you have it as conservatives that we don't have Donald Trump Jr. that we're talking about, and he's in the playing the role of Hunter Biden, and the president would be playing the role of Joe Biden. Or Mike Pence doesn't have a son who's a crackhead who's sitting on a board somewhere of a corrupt company that's in a corrupt country where Vice President Pence has essentially greased the skids so his son could get millions of dollars from said country. Because if we had that, you could be guaranteed it would be an inflagration, a forest fire of monumental proportions, biblical, in fact, if it were anything involving a Republican. But because it involves a Democrat, you get a cover-up. You get the New York Times' writer Vogel going, let's kill the story. Let's not say anything. Let's not say we did. They won't get it. Don't worry about it. When Hillary's president, it'll all go away. And now they're hoping if Biden can become president, it'll all go away. Because you know what? Your sensibilities don't need to be tested. We all know that companies pay crackheads $50,000 a month to sit on boards. We all know this. What? You're going to believe your logic and reasoning and common sense? How dare you, conservatives? Haven't we taught you well enough? You can't believe that stuff. That's part one of that clip where the setup question says, look, there's been no proof here. Let me ask you this. I just gave you the scenario. Do you need proof? Let's put it this way. Forget Joe Biden. Let's just do unnamed crackhead. Let's call him Pookie. Pookie wants to get a job. Pookie is, he's strung out. He's hard up. He's been kicked out of the Navy. He's been pulled over by the cops for DUI, and they find cocaine in his car. He flunks out of rehab. Now, Pookie, as it turns out, has been having an affair with his dead brother's wife. I don't know when that started, but Pookie ended up marrying her. But Pookie then finds himself a stripper, which, of course, that makes sense. Pookie finds himself a stripper, and he says, I'm going to get this stripper pregnant, and then I'm not going to pay my child support because, hey, I'm a crackhead. They flunked out of rehab. I got no prospects. But then a company comes along from some obscure country and says, hey, crackhead Pookie, why don't you come sit on our board? And Pookie goes, look, I got lots of stuff I could be doing, so y'all got to come at me correct. And then they go, well, we got, man, do we have a package for you, Pookie? We are going to give you, it ended up being $83,000 a month for 17 months, okay? This, I can't even tell this story without cracking up. So they say to Pookie, we think we can make it worth your while. Pookie's like, well, okay, but you do know I got a crack habit. So they say, look, we're going to give you $83,000 a month for 17 months. Just come sit on the board. I mean, that happens every day, doesn't it? Of course it does. In the world of leftism, anything is possible. I need some feel-good little song from a musical right now because I feel pretty good. Look, I got fired from Fox because I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. There's got to be a job for me making some serious bank if Pookie can get this job, right? Whoo! This has all the elements, folks. This has white. This has it all. White privilege. I don't know how you white people out there. Look, I'm not gonna get after you, but you should feel pretty guilty right now, because I'm gonna tell you something. You know, Kevin Jackson does not pull the race card, but I'm gonna pull it. You don't know a black person on the planet who could get that gig or that jig. Yeah, you don't know this black person, okay? I'll put it to you this way. I got a son who graduated from Wharton. He's a pretty bright kid. All my sons are very smart. I don't think I could get any one of them that gig. I'm beginning to think that this white privilege thing is legit. So, look, easy. Trump, come on, man. I've already written a piece. I said, Trump does not need a marketing team. He's got Joe Biden. Joe, I will kick my own butt, Biden. Joe, I am running for senator, Biden. Joe, the black kids used to play with the blonde hairs on my legs. They look like little roaches. Biden, Joe Biden. Holy cow, man. This dude is a walking, he's a what do I don't even know what to call. He's bigger than life in a bad way. Whoo. Burisma. And let's play the rest of the clip, because Rice covers for Joe Biden.
Did he mishandle the situation at the very least?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Not in my opinion. Joe Biden was doing what he was asked to do by the President of the United States, consistent with serving our policy interests. Our policy interests that were shared with the European Union and the IMF was to root out corruption. And this prosecutor that he was pushing on all of our behalf to have removed was a corrupt prosecutor who was supposed to go after corruption. So the difference here is very simple. President Trump, on the one hand, is asking Ukraine for a favor that benefits him personally and politically. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, on behalf of President Obama, the United States, and the Western world, was asking and pushing for the removal of somebody who, on behalf of our policy, on behalf of our national interests.
Now, I covered this the other day, and I said something very simple that Susan Rice never answered the question, which is, it's a controversy that Joe Biden's crackhead son is on the board of this company. And she starts talking about all the different policy. This fed into the policy, this, that, and the other. Well, I'll ask it again. Do crackheads get to sit on companies and make 50 grand a month? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Seven women accuse you of touching them without their permission. Are you sorry for what you did? Are you prepared to apologize to those women?
Look, here's the deal. I am so, like, for example, I actually thought in my head when I walked out here. I mean, do I...
I know. It's,
we're friends.
It's tricky.
No, but I should be able to read better. But I have never in my life done anything in approaching a woman that has been other than trying to bring salt. I'm used to, like, one of your staff was, I'm used to, I think it's really important we listen. Whether I sit down next to somebody and it's not invited to be to sit down. So that's my responsibility. I have to be more aware, and it's totally legitimate. But anyway, I think it's legitimate, and I think it is. But I don't think anyone's ever said.
But they have also said we'd like an apology.
Well, look, I'm really sorry if they.
Nancy Pelosi wants you to say, "I'm sorry that I invaded your space."
Sorry, I invaded your space. I mean, I'm sorry this happened.
Yeah.
But I'm not sorry in the sense that, look, I was anyway.
Well, here's your opportunity right now to just say you apologize, you're sorry. I think we can clean this up right now.
Well, by the way, I did. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so much more work to do to figure out. The one important thing I know. Well, I tell you what the deal was. I did not, what I didn't want to do, and I didn't want to, quote, invade her space. I didn't want to get in a situation where this became, and then when I heard all this about and it was legitimate, expecting a call, why every time the phone rang, I spoke to some leading women advocates in this area, someone new.
So people were listening to that. That was Joe Biden on The View, first of all, when he was accused by all these Democrat women of being, you know, coming up behind him and being creepy and grabbing him by the shoulders and smelling their hair and what have you. And that was Joe Biden, and he was on The View, and they were treating him. You got to watch the video. If you haven't seen the video, go back. It was March. And they were treating him like he's a really old, frail, feeble old man. Joy Behar's looking at him like, oh, poor thing. And they're giving him opportunity after opportunity. Just apologize, Joe. He won't do it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Joe Biden will not do it. He won't apologize. They're saying, Joe, we know the game. It's a Me Too movement. Just apologize. Do it. There's a part of me that goes, way to go, Joe, for not giving in. But here's the thing. He wasn't going to further their movement or hurt it either way. All he had to do was say, look, I hate that women misconstrue my affection. And I apologize if they do. But that's just been me. He could have easily gotten out of it. Did you hear? Here's why I played that. I want you to understand how heartless the left are. They're heartless. This is a man that is suffering. I'll be honest with you. The human side of me cares. The political side of me is like, I don't care. But when I see him behaving that way, there's a part of me that goes, man, why are y'all doing this to him? He can't win. I mean, if you were pinning your hopes on that, how would you feel? That's what you're pinning your hopes on? A dude who can't, that's what to say. I mean, I wouldn't put somebody through that. I don't know what family Joe Biden's got left besides his wife, Jill, Dr. Biden. But man, you got to be a sadist to put Biden through that. And I don't even know how much I want to cover on this, but I play that clip because I really feel sorry for Joe Biden in a way. I don't feel sorry for the Democrats. This is the path they chose. And you know who got them on this course? Barack Obama. Barack Obama put the Democrats on a collision course with something they cannot defeat. We almost need to stop for a minute and thank Barack Obama. I know, them fighting words there, Kevin Jackson. You better put your dukes up. Oh, they're up. I got them up. I got them up now. I know why you want to fight me. Because you're going, what are you talking about? We should thank Barack Obama. We should thank Barack Obama for running the most corrupt, the worst administration in history, which led to such a revolt that we were willing to put in a non-politician and we elected the man who singularly could get the job done. The only individual. I know there are people that make more money, the Bloombergs and the Bezoses and the Bill Gates of the world. Not one of them could handle the position of Donald Trump. My level of respect for Trump is at an all-time high. It is higher than Reagan. What was his name? Yeah, that guy, Ronald Reagan. It's higher than that. And if you had asked me 4 years ago if I thought it was possible to eclipse that, I would have laughed in your face. And that leads me to the level of desperation that the Democrats must feel. Now, we've talked about it on the program many times. I've asked this question. What if it were us? What if we were the ones who were forced with this type of a decision? Would we choose Biden? I can honestly answer, there's no way. And the reason why I bring these queries to you and I make you sort of soul search is I want you to understand what the left is going through. When they ask themselves, do you want to vote for a guy who you suspect? Maybe they don't feel the way we do. They don't know that Biden is demented, but they suspect it. How many people on the left suspect it? Okay, let me ask this question. Do you know anybody on the right who thinks Donald Trump has dementia? Do you know anybody on the right that thinks Donald Trump has diminished capacity? I'm talking about serious people, not George Will and Bill Kristol and people like that. I'm talking about serious people. Do you know anybody? There's nobody that can say this man has dementia or anything close to it. He is more fit mentally than most people under 50 that I've seen. The level of vibrancy, now somebody said to me, Kevin, he is picking up weight. Psst. Really? So what? If Donald Trump's trophy wife's not complaining, I'm not going to get in his business. But I'll tell you this, Democrats should be flatly ashamed of themselves. That interview was from March. It's gotten worse for Biden since then.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump was very upset after watching the viral video that shows a white police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, an unarmed African-American man handcuffed. McEnany telling Fox News the president took action.
This man deserves justice, as the president noted yesterday in his tweet. He's directed the FBI to get to the bottom of this because we should never, ever, ever have to watch a tape like that again. It was appalling.
Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is not happy with the new proxy voting rules in the House.
It was a historical week.
a week we have not seen in the 231 years of history of this chamber. For the first time, the Democrats have now allowed proxy voting.
McCarthy telling reporters that it's clearly unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News. The number of first-time unemployment claims is still in the millions. The Labor Department is reporting more than 2 million Americans sought initial jobless benefits last week. That brings the total up to nearly 41 million Americans over the past 2.5 months. Those numbers suggest a quarter of the workforce has lost jobs during the pandemic. A 5-day manhunt is over for a man accused of killing 2 people in Connecticut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of 2 Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday, and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, Democrats are in trouble. We're going to be talking about these guys and all the things that are going on. What's being revealed now that Richard Grenell has walked over more things before he leaves, you know, has left the office of the DNI. By the way, Rick is going to join the campaign, so, woo! Talk about a strategist now on the campaign. A guy who know who's, oh, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to see Rick Grenell somewhere soon, and I'm going to do an interview with him, and I'm going to tell you guys, this guy's going to know how I feel about him because he is a hero. Admiral Rogers began it. Rick Grinnell's continuing it, and Ratcliffe is probably going to be the one that finishes it off. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back, I should say. Thanks for being faithful listeners, loyal listeners. I hope that you do more than just listen. Tell somebody about the show, baby. Come on now. I know it's tough to give up the sugar, but it's okay. If you tell somebody about me, I'm not fooling around with them, okay? It's just you sharing. And I don't want to get into the implications of that because, you know, in our relationship, that's okay, the kind that we have. It's okay for you to share. Oh, man. So I want to talk a little bit more about this because the Democrats are full of scandals. Here's what I can tell you. The governor of Illinois, under scandal. Governor of Michigan, under scandal. All lefties. You find me a lefty politician in a powerful place, I'll give you a scandal. The governor of New York, Cuomo, removed his tweet regarding telling the nursing homes to take the Chinese Wuhan virus people into it. Why? Because it killed 5,000 people. He scrubbed his tweet because he wants, it's like, if I scrub it, then it never happened. You know, he's like the dog that took a dump in your shoe when you left. And he's like, you get home and he's looking at you like, oh, I'm not going to look at him. I'm not going to look at him. Yeah. Well, you're going to find it. Anyway, they said 5,000 seniors died from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus at the direction of Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. And he's scrubbing his website. And I don't know if this is true, but I heard they get that the Medicare cost for these patients is $124,000 per old person. So Cuomo just cut his budget by $1 billion. That's what I heard. You can look it up for yourselves. Don't rely on me to give you all the goodies. I'm just telling you, they say Cuomo saved himself $1 billion by killing all those old folks. Bill Gates would be proud of him. Yeah, why didn't you just euthanize him? Oh, wait, that is what he did. He gave him a death sentence. Let's close the schools. No kids are dying from this disease, but let's close the schools. Let's close the beaches. Yeah, because the people in old folks' homes are out on the beaches. Do you know who goes to the beach? Fit people, for the most part. Well, maybe not in New York. But look, if you're proud of your body, however it looks, You go to the beach. You're relatively healthy. You're getting out. You're doing something with the kids, right? No, you can't do that. Anyway, they went on to say this. The New York Department of Health has apparently deleted, get this, deleted a March order issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo that forced nursing homes to admit COVID-positive residents. The order, which was implemented on March 25th, stated, no resident shall be denied readmission or admission to a nursing home solely based on a confirmed or suspected diagnosis of COVID-19. And it also prohibited nursing homes from requiring testing prior to admission or readmission. But they took it off the website. Now, I want you to understand, in the place where the most vulnerable people to this disease was going to happen, they waived all the requirements. But if you want to go into now with this new thing, this new mandate that I think is going to end up in lawsuits because we're going to sue, this new mandate, you got to wear a mask when you go to the airports. You got to wear a mask on a plane. You got to wear mask in, why not make triathletes wear a mask? You got to wear a mask while you're swimming, you're biking, and you're running. You couldn't even give me any form of logic that would say, number one, accept patients with a disease that kills old people into a nursing home. You would put them in quarantine. We had a ship parked off, I don't know where it was, in the Hudson Bay, but it was parked off the coast of New York, a medical ship. They could have put all those patients in there for temporarily as they either died or got better and kept them away from the nursing homes. But Cuomo said no go, and he put them in there. I want you to ask yourself this question. If a governor of California, New York, had been a Republican, would they let it slide? Could he just delete it off of his tweet? I was thinking about that. I thought it was a good idea at the time, but it wasn't, so let's just delete it. Would he then instruct his director of public health or whatever to take it off the website? Could he get away with that? What if Trump had done it? What if Trump had issued an order that said, hey, listen, we can't reject anybody with this? This is crazy. These people are, they act, I mean, the things that they do are scandalous. I'm going to finish up because I want to move on to another scandal. It says, other outdated guidelines, including a February order stating, quote, there is no need to cancel school or social events. There is no need for students or school staff to wear surgical masks, remain active on the site. By the way, I agree with this. That's the one part I agree with. That should stay active on the site. There is no danger for school kids. Kevin, would you send your kid to school in the COVID epidemic? Yes, I would. They said, Cuomo wouldn't respond, but they I love this part. New York leads the country with over 5,000 nursing home deaths due to the coronavirus, and earlier this month admitted to quietly changing its criteria to count only those cases in which the individual died at the nursing home rather than at the hospital. News of the policy has resulted in calls from an investigation from conservative lawmakers. They want to redo the numbers now. I mean, these people are evil. They are evil. They are the people that become the despots and the dictators that we've learned about in history, and they disguise it as, oh, no, it was all innocent. We got another one of these such stories where the governor of Michigan, her husband, I love how she tries to make it. He was only joking. It had something to do with their boat. So let me play the clip, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
That said, I do feel compelled to address the most recent one about my husband, Mark. My husband
also made a failed attempt at humor last week when checking in with the small business that helps with our boat and dock up north. Knowing it wouldn't make a difference, he jokingly asked if being married to me might move him up in the queue. Obviously, with the motorized boating prohibition in our early days of COVID-19, he thought it might get a laugh. It didn't. And to be honest, I wasn't laughing either when it was relayed to me, because I knew how it would be perceived. He regrets it. I wish it wouldn't have happened. And that's really all we have to say about it.
No harm, no foul. We all regret it. That's the end of it. That was the governor of Michigan that hates Donald Trump, that wants to keep her economy down. But when it comes to their personal watercraft pleasure, oh, no, they want to move up. Oh, Kevin, come on. You just hurt her. You just hurt her, man. She's admitting that it was a joke, that her husband was only joking. This is a small businessman they've been doing business with for a long time. And he was only joking when he said, move us up in the queue so we can get out before anybody else. After all, my wife, you do know, is the governor. Yeah. Hey, it could have been a joke. I'll give her that. It could have been a joke. Let's just be honest. It could have been a joke. Or he could have really been trying to leverage his wife. Now, I know how leftists are. I know that the rules that apply to us, they don't believe applies to them. So I don't think it was a joke. I think it was a tongue-in-cheek, hey, listen, you could scratch my back here. And you know what the business owner did? The business owner, the capitalist, the guy who understands he's losing money because of all this other stuff. He might be getting paid for slips. For the slip rentals. But for the most part, he's losing money. He's like, I don't find this funny. Joke or no joke. And he decided he was going to report it. See, that's leftists always think that they're surrounded by people that love them and care, you know, have the same hatred of America and, you know, the duplicitous nature of things like, hey, I'll let you get away with something. Well, he found out different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tomorrow I'm going to do an analysis of Barack Obama's presidency as it relates to all these breaking items that have come up throughout the week. And because I don't want you to think that we're not there. I think that dedicating a show to Obama and my recollections about him and what I said at the time, and maybe we can find some old clips of what I said, but it'll be very revealing to you, so I hope you tune in then. Right now I want to talk about social media. I'll be honest with you, I get very upset with conservatives when something that's a very minor change, things that could really make an impact in what we do, are ignored. And social media is a huge one. And I'll just tell you guys a little inside baseball. I went back, it's probably been 6 years now. Maybe, no, it's been longer than that. It's 6 to 7 years. 7 years. I went to Tucker Carlson I went to Floyd Brown, who runs Western Journalism. These are, you know, the Daily Caller, Western Journalism. Western Journalism was the largest conservative news site, bigger than Drudge. They would get 200 million views on their websites per month. They were feasting, hiring people left and right. It was crazy. So Western Journalism was our largest media outlet, larger than Fox News, if you want to think of it that way. They just didn't have a TV show. And they squandered it because Floyd put all of his eggs in the basket of his son. And, you know, he's a bright kid, but not a forward thinker to the degree that he thought he was. You know, 20-somethings always think they know more than they do. And so that miscalculation had them now laying people off in droves, and of course, social media. So I went to them and other ones, all the biggies at the time. And I said, guys, let me predict your future. And Facebook had already been jacking with us, changing the algorithms, but these guys were still feasting, getting millions of hits a day. And let me tell you, there were, no exaggeration, there were probably 70 websites, conservative websites, that were getting over 1 million visitors a day, making crazy money. Think about, let me put it in perspective. 1 million visitors a day is about $5,000 minimum of income. You had people making $5,000 a day. So think of this over a month, 150 grand to put pen to paper. And in this case, not even to paper, to put words on the internet and get paid 150 grand. So they were bringing in young conservative writers. And now all of a sudden, all these writers were getting paid decent amounts of money. A group that's making 150 grand, I can tell you one for a fact, had five writers that were all making over $100,000 a year. So these five writers were pushing out voluminous amounts of conservative-based information. And you know what happened? The left seized on it and said, look, if we scale back and make it so difficult for these guys to get their words out, it'll crush them. Now, before that ever happened, I told all these big outlets, I met with them, I flew to meet with these people, or called them, and I said, listen, we have to start gathering up email addresses so we can reach our people directly. You've currently got 20 million people a month coming to your website. These are small ones. And I said, let's gather those folks so you can reach them directly, because let me tell you what's happening. Facebook has already started to close down your windpipe. Right now, you're breathing through a big fat straw and you're thinking, no big deal. I said, but in the end, you're going to be breathing through a coffee straw, where you can barely survive. There's not going to be enough oxygen for you. I swear on my mother's grave, I had this conversation with the largest conservative sites on the planet. And they all looked at me and said, well, you know, I mean, I don't really see it as that big of a deal. And then I get a phone call about 2 years after, and it was one of the biggest ones. And he says, well, you know, what's happening to you over there, Kevin? And I said, we're getting about the same amount of traffic, because we were little. The most I was getting was a couple million a month. So, you know, a few thousand, tens of thousands a day. I wasn't on the radar screen. Did it hurt me a little bit? Yeah, but it was hurting me 10%. These guys were getting 80% cutbacks. And they were like, I just had to lay off three guys just the other day. You know, listen, I went, I told you. A year after that, I get another call. Kevin, what are you experiencing? I said, it's about the same for me. I mean, we're getting hit, but I didn't put my eggs in that basket. And at this point, I started TeaPartyCommunity.org and said, if you bring everybody over there, you at least have access to them through the database. You can say, hey, guys, here's what we've got. And we're not going to censor you. But they didn't want to do it. And I warned them. I said, of everything that we can start gaining control over, the thing that we can't gain control over right now, or we don't have control over, we can gain control if people make the transition, is social media. Facebook owns us. Do you think Zuckerberg is going to get more refined and do better by us, or do worse? Do you think Twitter is going to get more refined and do better by us? Google? YouTube? YouTube, it kicked me off about 3 years later for doing nothing. I did absolutely nothing. I had no controversial material. They just arbitrarily kicked me off. You think that's going to get better? I ask you today, do you think that's going to get better? So it makes me mad when conservatives can make one change management move and say, you know what? I'm going to just use Facebook to find my friends and stuff. I'm going to put my political views over a Tea Party community. Oh, Kevin, I just don't like the name. Really? You don't like the social media site that we call TPC that has to have nothing to do with Tea Party? It's just TPC. Go over to TPC. What should I call it that's going to bring you over? Because let me call you the liar that's going to come over. If I called it Sunshine and Apple Pie and I Love Your Grandmother, you still wouldn't come over. Because Facebook has that draw. And that's the problem with conservatives. We don't seem to care. And it's getting worse. President Trump is now getting fact-checked on Twitter. And you want to know the problem with the fact-checking? Is they're not fact-checking Joe Biden. They're not fact-checking the Daily Beast. They're not fact-checking CNN or MSNBC. They're fact-checking the President of the United States. And he finally responded. And I sent him a tweet and said, hey, Mr. President, it's really funny. You're ready to respond now when we went to Congress to beg you guys to look into this, and they abruptly canceled the meeting. We all spent thousands of dollars to go to D.C. to talk about this. Nothing. But now the president's mad. So he tweets back, you know what? I'm going to come after you if you do this to me. Well, Mr. President, here's the deal. I don't like it that you're taking it personally. You should have responded to us. Because we've been saying this for a long time. I've been saying it for now well over 7 years. I know what was going to happen because that's what I do for a living is predict risk. And I knew what the risk factor was here. So Twitter's got this new misinformation czar of police. He's the fact checker. He's going to determine if what you say or doesn't say is accurate or inaccurate. And let me just give you a little bit of history on this person. His name is Joel Roth, and here are a couple of his tweets. He says, on 11/8/16, I'm just saying, we fly over those states that voted for a racist tangerine for a reason. Here's another one that he tweeted. I don't have the date. Today on Meet the Press, we're speaking with Joseph Goebbels about the first 100 days. What I hear whenever Kellyanne is on a news show. Goebel being a Nazi. Here's another one. Don't have the date, but he says, yes, that person in pink, in the pink hat, is clearly a bigger threat to your brand of feminism than actual Nazis in the White House. Here's another one. Don't know the date. Looks like 2017, July sometime. How does a personality-free bag of something, Mitch McConnell, actually win elections? This is the guy that's going to be the fact checker, the head fact checker on Twitter. You think he's got an ideological bent? Do you think Twitter has an ideological bent? You know what they want? They want a bigger investment in you. They make it more sexy all the time. Hey, bring your videos over. Bring your blogs over. Bring your family pictures over, etc. They build you beautiful little things. Oh, hey, it's been a year. Here's all the stuff you've done. They could tell you a lot more about yourself, too. They give you all your little beautiful moments. They could give you all your ugly moments, too. Like when your child, you know, almost committed suicide. Or your wife, you were struggling in your marriage or in a relationship. Or when you lost your job. Or some tweet that got misunderstood in the dialogue that went between you and friends. They could give you the ugly side of what you do. And you know what we do? We just load them up with more and more data. We still go there for our news. It's linked into everything now. Anything you do, you can log on directly to Facebook so they can gather up even more information. Hey, you want to get on a site for your takeout at your favorite Chinese restaurant? Just log on through Facebook. We'll take care of you. This is insane, folks, what we're letting happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.